Hello everybody and welcome back to Actualization Station. In the previous episode, we looked at two examples of self-actualized individuals, Jim Carrey and Albert Einstein. And though the distance to the level of success achieved by such greats as Carrey and Einstein is indeed vast, the spectrum of what's possible, the true extent of our potential as human beings, is vast as well. Mere notoriety, fame, or financial success is not our ultimate goal here, but the process of self-actualization is only half the equation. Complementary to its inner aspect, self-realization. Self-actualization is the outward expression of the inner quest of self-transformation. As Einstein said, a human being is part of a whole, called by us the universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. The striving to free oneself from this delusion is the one issue of true religion. Not to nourish the delusion, but to try to overcome it, is the way to reach the attainable measure of peace of mind. Now let us consider self-actualization as it relates to the humanist psychologist Abraham Maslow, who popularized the term through the development of his hierarchy of needs, a psychological theory that he proposed in his 1943 paper titled A Theory of Human Motivation. In this model, Maslow outlined human beings' basic fundamental physiological, psychological, and social needs, which in turn help build our self-esteem. Everything that must be in place before we are able to self-actualize ourselves as human beings. From our own life experiences, we may get a sense of what it's like to move through this process of graduation. Having access to food, water, and comfortable, secure shelter covers our most basic physiological needs. And with these met, we are comfortable and able enough to pursue social needs to form friendships, partnerships, and meaningful relationships. Through this achievement, we become able to fulfill other needs of belonging, that strange innate need to be a part of something greater than ourselves. In our own lives, we find belonging and a sense of meaning from being a part of a family, becoming involved in relationships, involved in the community, any group, church, team, any activity that we are communally involved in, fulfills our sense of belonging and grants us the experience of a meaningful life. This in turn builds our self-esteem and can help us meet deeper psychological needs. And with all of this in line, we become most able to self-actualize. Of course, the process is ongoing for us all. Even at the top, there is depression, failed relationships, and the same human suffering and existential drama. We might as well work from the ground up, as Maslow suggested, by committing to self-realization from the start, because no amount of success will make us happy if we are not already grounded within. So how can we get to that place where the way we live our lives serves to justify the suffering that we all must inevitably endure? For life, as Buddha noted, is suffering. If we can learn to love what we are doing in almost any moment, we can excel at what we love the most all the more, for we are deepening our capacity for appreciation of it all, regardless. We can get a sense of how this works or whenever we're involved in something that feels greater than us, it fulfills us. It fills life with a sense of belonging, a sense of meaningfulness that more than serves to justify the general suffering of life. In the words of Abraham Maslow, self-actualizing people are, without one single exception, involved in a cause outside their own skin and something outside of themselves. This could be your child, your construction project, your garden, your painting, your activism, your entrepreneurialism, your music, your trade, your art. A musician must make music. An artist must paint. A poet must write. As Maslow put it as well, if he is to be ultimately at peace with himself, what one can be, they must be. It is true, we spend so much time juggling as we go through life, handling our various responsibilities, while throughout all this, our deepest need to do what we would most love to do and to excel at it is all too often swept aside. What if we change that? Now that we know what we need, at the very least, we can begin the process of our own self-realization. Abraham Maslow, in developing his model of motivation for the realization of human beings, offers us a compelling prospect. Anyone who sets out to meeting all innate needs that would otherwise distract them were they not met, opens themselves to the greatest gift of life, the ability to self-actualize. The source of innate human motivation for self-realization that exists in every one of us, that is the source of all of our existential striving, that calls us forward to interact with the world, to share our gifts, that makes worthwhile all of life's suffering, the ability to serve, to be helpful, to share our creativity, our conscientiousness, our inventions, our imaginations, inspirations with all the passion we can put forth, justifies existence itself, and it improves us for those around us in the wider world, to make actual the expressions of our own unique realizations. That is the potential of self-actualization. Thank you everybody for joining us on this episode of Actualization Station, where we discussed just what is self-actualization. In our previous episode, we looked at two examples of self-actualized individuals, Jim Carrey and Albert Einstein. And then we looked at Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. In our next episode, we'll discuss the subject of self-realization. And before I go, I want to thank the artist whose music you hear in the background of this episode. So thank you, Acrylic Colors, hailing from Italy, and the song which I looped here is called Skyscraper Skate. I found this artist's work on kavi.org, that's www.kahvi.org. Old school, they've been around since like 96, and they share free electronic music, so definitely check them out. And thank you guys very much for tuning in to this episode of Actualization Station. See you next time.